can we have the children? We have the children down the front, and you might want to grab a cushion from the sofa at the back, actually. So come down to the front a second. Whilst you're doing that, I'm going to make some space. How many have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry. Come on, so you can be a child. You want to be a child. You know you want to be a child. I want to be a child. Right. Has anyone seen the Haribo challenge on the television? Where the idea is, sorry, Mark, moving your microphone and everything. Little children are sat on the table with a little sweet in front of them, and they've got to resist this sweet. How many have you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 7, whatever. Right, and if they can resist this sweet, then they can have two sweets or something. So your challenge is to resist these Haribos. Don't touch the sweet, don't even touch. This is like an altar that they're placed on, okay? So don't even touch the bowls. Don't even touch the table. Don't touch them at all, okay? Fantastic, right. I just need to get into character for a second. Christopher, I could have a quick hand. Ooh. So these guys down here, they're like Daniel and Hananiah and Azariah and the other one beginning with M. Meshaniah, make a mesh of it. And I, who am I going to be? Darth Vader. Yeah, I'm Darth Vader.
Dracula,
fantastic. I am going to be King Nebuchadnezzar. Sorry. See, I'm like all royalty, I have someone to dress me as well. Because I'm too silly to tie my own shoelaces. That wasn't recorded, was it? Fantastic, right. Thank you very much. Just a complete...
Shalom, shalom and good morning, worthy friends. Welcome to Babylon, the city of mystery, wonder, and the finest minds in the world. You all have been brought here because you are the best of the best. You are the most handsome, the most intelligent, bong bong, the youngest and the strongest. Oh. Wow, what a grip, oh my goodness. But please, you'll be here for 3 years while you study. You will learn to speak Babylonian. You will learn to write Babylonian. You will study the stars. You will learn arithmetic, and you will learn algebra. You will learn the politics and the art of war. You will become like Babylonians. So for 3 years, you will train here in my palace. But do not be afraid. I will have food for you. You will have the best food that we can offer you. Please, here we have. You will eat the same food as the kings eat. This is the best food. Oh, sheep's eyeball. Lovely. Not very filling, but it will see me through till lunch. Please, you must eat. Please eat. Pass around, everyone. Must no one be hungry in my palace. Oh, please, you take, you have, you finish. Here we go. No one is different to be strong when they learn and they study. Oh, you are Daniels. You cannot eat. Okay, you're not eating. I know. You are thirsty, perhaps. Yes? I have drink for you. Is drink for you? Hang on.
Yes.
Ah, miss. Oh, my mustache is gone. Here we have the drink. You like this? This is the nectar of the gods. You take your drink? No? Why you no drink?
It looks like beer.
It looks like beer. It smells like beer.
1 second.
It tastes like beer. Royal cupbearer, please. Hold my cup, thank you. So why you not drink beer? You're a child, and child's not allowed to drink beer. Child's not allowed to drink beer. You're quite right. That's what you said first time I heard. Well done. And you know what?
It's me, actually, look, it's not Nebuchadnezzar. But that was the problem that Daniel, thank you, and his friends had. They knew that the food that had been offered to them, they were not allowed to eat. Just as Becky said, children are allowed to drink beer, so they couldn't eat this food that had been offered. But the thing is, they were thousands of miles away from home. Did it really matter? Everyone else was eating it, so why shouldn't they? How many times do we use that excuse as well? Everybody does it. It doesn't matter. Or perhaps as children, you think, but my friends do it. My friends have it. The thing is, God called Daniel and his friends to be different. And he calls us to be different as well. So what do? They have a choice to make. Do they go with the flow, follow the rest of the flock, and eat this food? Or do they follow God? Now, the problem with this food is that it had been offered to the Babylonian gods. And I have a couple here. This is a goddess called Maiden, and she's made of iron. And this is the god of wood, and he's called Balsa. Okay? So this food had been offered to them. And if Daniel and his friends had eaten that food, then they would be giving honor and praise to the Babylonian gods and not to the true God. So they had a choice to make. Go with the flow, go against God, or go with God. Now, the trouble is, when you've got these kind of decisions and you know what's right and wrong, what should they do? Go with the people, go with God. God, well, it's very well whispered. So they know what to do, but it's not always easy to do these things on your own. Now, we have another challenge. I need 3 volunteers. Christopher, can I borrow your wife, please?
Please do.
Thank you.
No, my hand, I volunteered.
See, I'll borrow you as well, please, if I may. Susie, can I have you as well, please? Come to the front here a second. Come all the way around here. And Lottie, can we borrow you for a sec? I'm just going to move your guitar, Mark. And who else we have? Zoe, right. Lottie, I need you to keep an eye on your mum. We're going to need some Wellingtons, some overalls, and some safety goggles for this. Actually, no, we're not. We just need a plate. Take a plate, pass it along. Just for the adults, don't worry about the children. You need to eat a jam donut. No, you guys need to watch them. You are the... Take a donut. Right, take a donut. Lottie, you need to watch your mum. Zoe, watch your mum. Sue, who's going to watch Sue? Hannah can watch Sue. Right, the idea is you've got to resist temptation and not lick your lips whilst you eat this donut. So if you see them lick their lips, I want hand in the air and just keep going as well, okay? In your own time.
How many Weight Watchers points?
It's in church, so there's no calories in it. How are we doing? Come on, people have got Sunday lunches to get to, you know.
She used the finger.
Oh, there's a dribble. Oh, goodness, there's fingers in this dribble. Are you still eating back there? Have you still got food back there? Is it all gone? Do we need some more? There we go. Pass around. Sit down, Daniel. Sit down. You'll have to wait. She licked. Oh, there's licking going on. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Teta's so wanting to. Goodness me. Clearly, Susie eats like this all the time. You can tell. This is why I didn't let Hannah do it, because I know how Hannah eats. You can call it a day there, I think, if you wish. Thank you. Let's have a round of applause. Fantastic. Superb. Have a seat. You can take it back to your seats and you can lick your lips while no one is watching.
No, I'm not going to touch the table, am I?
Thank you. No, just thank you. You see, the thing is, as much as you want to, it's not that easy, is it? It's a bit of a struggle. I mean, do you normally take that long to eat a donut? It's a bit of a struggle. You're trying to do these things on your own, and we can't always do it. Shall I show you how to eat a donut without licking your lips?
Oh, you're on it.
It's easy.
It doesn't have sugar on.
Oh, there's sugar there. But the thing is, what Daniel did is he didn't just do it on his own. He asked God for help. And that's what happens, you see. When you go to God for help, he'll turn your big donut into a little donut. So if you've got a big problem and you try and get through this all on your own, it's not always that easy. But if you go to God in prayer, he can make it manageable for you. And that's exactly what Daniel and his friends did. Because God was at work. Our reading tells us that they knew they shouldn't eat this food. And they went to the guard who was in charge of them and said, let us just eat vegetables. It's vegetables and pulses, so like rice and such like. And test us. Give us a detox diet for 10 days. See what we look like. And after 10 days, they looked healthier and fitter than the rest of you. And so they carried on for the next 3 years just eating their own diet. And God was obviously at work because our reading tells us that he made the guard feel sympathetic towards them. He wanted to help them. And then he helped Daniel and his friends by helping them to look fitter and stronger after 10 days. And then as they studied for the next 3 years, they carried on with their diet. And at the end of that, they came back before the king. And when he interviewed them, he found they were so much better than everybody else. So they had that choice to make. They could have gone with the people, been one of the crowd, got lost in the crowd, or they could have stood up for God, which is what he wants us to do as well. So next time that we've got a problem and we think we can't handle it ourselves, take it to God. Who remembers our cosmic code? Hands up first.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will show you the right way to go.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Sorry, round of applause, thank you. Don't clap on your own, I'll throw you a fish. Yes, trust in the Lord with all your heart and remember the Lord. Sometimes too often when we do have problems, we try and handle it ourselves and then God and prayer is a last resort. For Daniel and his friends, God is their first port of calling. They come to God first when there's a problem. They don't try and handle it on their own. So although society may think certain things are acceptable, God calls us to be different. God wants us to be his people. He doesn't want us to be the kind of sheep that just follow the rest of the flock. He wants us to be the sheep that know his voice and follow him. So as you go about the rest of this week, whenever you have problems in front of you, just remember Daniel, remember the food, and remember God, and God will help you through all your problems. And now you guys have done really well resisting this, so I think you can have your sweet. And if you turn your bowl over, there might be an even bigger reward. Because God rewarded Daniel and his friends even more. He gave Daniel the gift of interpreting dreams. And because they'd been loyal to God and because they'd done what he wanted, they ended up getting the best jobs in the king's palace. And that's what you get for being patient and for trusting in God and doing the right thing with God. Amen. Thank you.